measure 160. So beautiful. Variation 6. And in my notes, I have called variation 6 with those pounding repeated notes the nails in the coffin lid, following as they do this fraudulent and almost disgustingly sweet vision at variation 5. Death shows its true face, indeed. All right, let's move on to variations 7 and 8. Variation 7 and 8 have the character of a development section, exhibiting, as they do, much modulation, that means key change, and textural variety. Now, you should be noticing, if you haven't already, that the strict process of varying the theme, varying the theme, varying the theme, has pretty much broken down by the time we've gotten to variation 7. That is, these are not as predictable as a formal theme and variations movement should be. That's fine. That's not a problem. The thematic coherence that Liszt needs out of the Dies Irae, he's got, and he's got it in spades. So we're following the dialogue of this piece, and as he drags us to ever new and rather different places, we have no trouble following, despite the fact that this is now no longer a formal, or should I say, classically proper, theme and variations form. So variations 7 and 8 together take on the sense of a development, because we start changing key, we start hearing ever more small fragments of thematic idea. Part 1, Variation 7. Sequence features low high piano versions of the Dies Irae, accompanied respectively by violins and flutes. And I'll just point out, we keep going back and forth between the piano and the violins and or the flutes. Part 2, a sequence of short long version of the Dies Irae in piano with dramatic string tremolo accompaniment. And we'll hear two phrases twice. Part 3, big piano buildup, as the piano ascends, variation 8, part 1, a forceful, majestic version of the Dies Irae, in B major, I would point out, part 2, fast, exciting sequence of motives drawn from A and B of the Dies Irae, and we're going to hear a whole bunch of different keys. We'll be in B flat major, then we'll be in D flat major, then we'll be in E major. Part 3, vigorous, rustic, dance-like sequence, built on the Dies Irae motives, is a real parody of the common man, indeed. By using such rustic-sounding music as we're going to hear in Part 3 of Variation 8, Liszt is evoking the common people, the good people of the countryside, the farmers and the peasants. They're not immune either from the ravages of the angel of death. And note, in Part 3, and it's in your word score, and I want you to be aware of it, each of these phrases, first in C major, then D flat major, and then D minor of Part 3, each is followed by staggering piano descents. And it sounds like people dropping in the streets. That's exactly what it sounds like. Staggering, dropping, staggering, dropping. Oh, it's wonderfully grisly. And finally, at measure 345, to end this variation, the horn loudly intones the opening four notes of the Dies Irae, like the angel of death passing sentence on all. Let's jump in and listen to variations 7 and 8.